Hi everybody, next talk is about to start. We'll have Jarmo Mackenbach talking about using elliptic curve cryptography for the purposes of online identity.
Thank you. Do we, shall I start the buzzer? Shall I, yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
And we're off apparently. Yeah. All right, welcome. So I'm Jarmo. I work on this project called Kioxide, which is about online identity, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. First, because of the last previous talks, I wanted to specify the scale. There will be no 5 terabyte database here or serialization of billions of nodes. We're just going to make a little script. It's a bit of a Bob Ross talk, I guess. Like, we're just going on a journey together and have fun, discover. And before I really start, we're going to try something experimental. We're going to try a little interactive demo at the end. We're going to write the script, but you're going to verify if the script that we're going to write actually works. So for this, for whoever wants to participate, you should consider downloading the Kioxide mobile app. It's available on these locations. You can just get the APK from the Codeberg repo. All right, let's get started. So, if someone makes a claim, how do we verify that? Well, quite simply, with a proof. What do I mean with that? So, for example, if Alice lost her luggage and then Bob found it very conveniently, and then Alice says it's hers, then Bob asks for the proof, of course, because, you know, and then Alice fiddles with the little dials and unlocks the luggage, and then she verified that the claim was indeed true, that it is indeed her luggage. So now we want to know, is this also true over the internet? Can we do this over the internet? Well, yes, we can. We can claim things over the internet. But humans travel rather poorly through Ethernet cables, so we need to find a way to connect Alice and Bob in a different way, so that Alice can make her claim and Bob can verify that claim, each in their own space and time. And so for this, we're going to use cryptographic signatures. We could talk for a long time about cryptographic signatures. For the purpose of this talk, let's just the important stuff is it's basically just like a real signature, but digital. The big difference is, I guess, is that it's really difficult to forge. So that's good. And in short, we have a secret key which we will use to sign documents, text documents. We have a public key that we will use to verify those signatures. Combine those two keys and you have a key pair. And each key pair is identified by a unique fingerprint. All right.